Let's open our Bible to Psalms chapter number 26 this morning. Psalms chapter number 26. How do you look at the time when it comes to my preaching? Some people say, "Well, I don't pay attention to the time." Some people say, "Man, I definitely pay attention to the time." Some people are concerned about high noon. Some people concerned about restaurants and so forth and so on. So how do you view it in your life? How do you look at it? Do you count when I'm reading the scripture too? Because I don't think that's fair. I just want to put this out there. When I'm reading the scripture, that doesn't count, okay? So once I pray, don't count that either. Once I pray, then you can start counting the time that I'm preaching. All right? Amen? Praise the Lord. You don't think that's funny, Alexis? You all right? There you go. Beautiful smile. That lady's got a beautiful smile. All right. This is what we're going to do this morning. We're not just going to have one portion of Scripture that we're going to look at. We're going to be looking at several verses. Now, the verses we're going to be looking at will be in the book of Psalms, and I have done it in the order as we can go forward in the Psalms. And so we're just going to be looking at five verses this morning that have a similar theme. You know, last week I preached a message on ingratitude, and this morning we're going to cut off two letters. We're going to cut off the I and N, and we're going to look at gratitude this morning. Gratitude. So let's stand this morning. Psalm 26. If you're not physically able to stand, that's all right. But Psalms 26 this morning, with our Bibles open, we're going to look at verse number 7. Verse number 7. "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." Now let's turn to Psalm 69. Psalm 69. And we're going to look at verse number 30. Psalm 69. Verse number 30. Psalm 69, verse 30 says, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Let's turn to Psalm 95. Psalms 95. Psalms 95 and verse number 2. Psalms 95 and verse number 2. "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Let's turn to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And we'll look at verse number 22. Psalms 107 and verse 22. "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Let's turn to Psalm 147. Psalm 147. And we're going to look at verse number 7. Psalm 147 and verse number 7. "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens with cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, he taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come to you this morning with hearts, Lord, open, ready, and Lord, with thanksgiving, having gratitude towards you, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would take this time, speak to each and every one of our hearts, God. Lord, that you would help every person that has come into the house this morning. I pray that you be with the children, God, as they hear the word of God spoken to them. Bless the Campbells, Lord, as they give it. I pray now, God, that we, our minds, Lord, our souls, could concentrate upon you and your word. Lord, help us now. May your spirit have free reign in this house today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thanksgiving. Thankful. Thanks. Gratitude. It is described in the dictionary, the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, as an emotion of the heart, excited by favor or benefit received, a sentiment of kindness or goodwill towards a benefactor. Thankfulness. Thanksgiving in the Hebrew is a word that is pronounced tudah. Properly, it means an extension of the hand. Yes. That is adoration. It means to worship. It means to praise. It means to have a sacrificial offering. But it also means a choir of worshipers. You might know this song. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. Amen. I want you to know, when it comes to Christ, that's how I feel, amen. It's in there, and it's working in me, and it comes out as gratitude towards God. The word in the Greek form is Eucharista. It is where we have our doctrine of the Eucharist. Now, let me say this. It is not a sacrament, but for us Baptists, it is an ordinance. It is the Lord's Supper. It is called the Eucharist. This is where we have the word thanks. We are to thank God for the Passover lamb. Amen. Jesus said, the Bible teaches us, he blessed it and broke it. He took the bread and broke it in front of them and said, this is my body. We are to give thanks to Jesus Christ for his broken body on Calvary. We are to give thanks to Jesus Christ for the new wine. Let's not mistake it, amen? There was no fermentation in it. It was clean. It was pure because it represented the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank him for the blood, amen? The blood that will cleanse us from all sin. Hallelujah for that. The word in the Greek is made of two words brought together. The first word meaning good or well-favored. The second word is where we get our word charisma. It is to be good, well-favored. It is the idea of passion or excitement. Amen. Yes. It is to say thank you. Thank you. Amen. It is when you open your gifts on Christmas morning. Amen. It is the feeling towards God and what he's done for us. We see here in the Psalms, we see that in Psalms 95, verse 2, he said, come, he said, with thanksgiving. He said, have a sacrifice in Psalm 107. Have a praise of thanksgiving. He said in Psalm 147, sing your thanksgiving. And then he says, the first one we read, he said, publish your thanksgiving. Let me say to you, in everything that we have concerning gratitude, it is coming to Jesus by sacrificing. It is by praising him. Our thanksgiving, our gratitude is by singing unto the Lord. It is to demonstrate. It is to show the world. It is to show other Christians while you are publishing. That is what you're doing. Can I say to you, first of all, that when you come to Jesus Christ with gratitude, let me say this to you. When you come to Jesus Christ with gratitude, you're leaving something behind. You're leaving something back there. What you're doing is you're going away from this and you're coming to Jesus Christ. When you make steps to Christ, you're stepping away from something. Amen. I believe that many of us need to have a gratitude to Christ so that we can step away from some things in our lives. Amen. I see that when he says sacrifice, you look this word up in the Hebrew, it means that there is a slaughter. It means that there is a cutting. Don't be confused about it. When we're talking about sacrifice, we are now talking about the altar. We are talking about something that is placed there that we believe is important, something that is placed there that we believe is wonderful, but now it is totally given to God because we have gratitude to Jesus Christ. Sacrifice shows us that there is a cutting. Abraham was asked to sacrifice his only son. Abraham pulled the knife up as he had his son laying there and was about to plunge it in. And God said, hold on a minute. I see that you're willing to give me this. And I have provided you a ram. Hallelujah. We see in the Word of God, sacrifice. It is time when we come to God in gratitude. Sometimes there, when you come to God with gratitude, you're going to be cutting something else off. Amen. You're going to be cutting yourself off. You're going to be cutting things off that are not worthy to be in your life. I see praise this morning. Praise. I like this one. I like this one just as much as I like the Greek form, amen, of thankfulness or thanksgiving. Praise means to show. It means to shine. And it also means to be clamorous. It means to be loud. People tell me, well, I praise God on the inside. That ain't Bible. That ain't Bible, amen. I praise God on the inside. You're not doing what the Bible says. Praise is outward. Praise cannot be held in. Now, I'm not saying you got to clap. I'm not saying you got to dance and be excited like me, amen. But you should give something. Something should come out of you. It can be through song. Sing with your heart and give praises unto Him. Sing with your instruments, it says. It says that you are to strum and do these things as they touch these chords. It causes the instrument to sing out. Man, I like it. Amen. I see all of these things are concerning thanksgiving, gratitude. Last week, we tried to cut away and get away from ingratitude. Now what we want to do is we want to have thanks to God, amen? Let us thank Him for what He's put on us, amen? Thank Him for your health, hallelujah. Thank Him for your job. Thank Him for your family. Thank Him for your treasures that you have upon this earth. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him for His salvation, amen? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but my salvation has saved me from some things. It has saved me from Satan. It has saved me from hell. And it has saved me from a sinful life. Yes. I'm glad this morning. I praise Him this morning. But it all comes down. All these words come down into an interesting thing. Have you ever heard the psalm that says, bless the Lord? Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Some of y'all think that's a psalm, but that's actually in the Psalms. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. This idea to bless the Lord, you know what it is to say? It is to say, look, look at what He's done. Look at what He's done. Look at what He's done to my soul. Look at what He's done in my life. Look at what He's done in my family. Bless the Lord is to say, look at what Jesus Christ has done for me. Jesus Christ has, He has brought me out of shamefulness. He has brought me out of brokenness. He has broken the chains of bondage in my life. And I'm free to serve Jesus Christ. Amen. Be grateful. Be thankful for the Almighty that He has touched your life. Oh my. Revelation 7:12 says, saying, amen. Amen means to say, that's right. Saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Gratitude. Let me give you three things about gratitude and what gratitude will do for you. Gratitude, number one, it forsakes darkness and comes to light. Yes. It forsakes darkness. See, when you say, thank you, Lord, bless you, Lord, what you have done is you've left away darkness, you've left away evil, you've left away sin, and you're coming to the light of God. You're coming into the purity and the holiness of God. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 1. Let's see it there. Romans 12, verse number 1. We may know this scripture by heart. I want you to see it, what he says here, though. Romans 12, 1. We, as we give gratitude to God, as we have thanksgiving to God, we are forsaking darkness and coming to light. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And everything that we're learning about the scriptures and thanksgiving and all that is trying to say to us is that when we sacrifice ourselves to God, when we lay down ourselves and say, God, I'm right here, use my life however you want to use my life, then you are blessing the Lord. You are saying, look, God, look at you, look at how great you are. You have gratitude, and it is like this. It is like when you have gratitude, it is like coming out of a dark cave into the noonday sun. Years and years ago, when I lived in West Virginia and I've lived in Kentucky around those coal miners. And man, some of those guys, man, they get down in there. Of course, they got all kind of lights and every kind of thing down there now, but it's still nothing like the sunlight, amen? They come out, man, and one of the first things they do when they come out of that darkness, man, is they shield their eyes. They're doing like this because the sun is so bright and it's so glorious. And that's what it is when you give gratitude to God. You're coming out into some brightness, amen. You're coming away from the darkness that is in your life and coming to the light of Jesus Christ. Oh, don't you want to leave that behind? If you want to leave the dark behind, then give a little praise. Give a little gratitude. Say, thank you, Lord. Amen. If you want to come out of darkness, give a little gratitude to God. Raise your hand right now. Let's raise our hand this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you the second thing this morning. Gratitude, it forsakes darkness and comes to light, but it also frees us to good. It gives us a freedom. We are now fallen. The chains have fallen. The shackles are off. We're no longer tied up in issues of anger and mad and grumbling and complaining and depression because we said, thank you, Lord, and the chains fell. We said, thank you, Lord, and the shackles came off. We said, thank you, Lord, and the evil spirit let go of us. Amen. I'm saying to you that when you start thanking God, it moves you, gives you a freedom to goodness. I see in 2 Corinthians, if you turn there with me, 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 15. Gratitude this morning. Talking about gratitude. We come to Jesus. We sing to Jesus. We sacrifice to Jesus. We praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It is all about gratitude. And then we publish Jesus. He frees us to good. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. This is what's going on. It's like God, see, y'all didn't know, some of y'all don't like sports. God is playing a sport with us. He's sending grace down. And then we say, thank you, Lord. And grace comes, rebounds. Did y'all see rebound? It's in the Bible, amen. To rebound. God sends us grace. We say, thank you, Lord. And it goes back. We bless the Lord. God sends us grace. And then we say, thank you, Lord. Amen. It frees us. And the more we have gratitude towards Him, the more He will put grace on our lives. We see in the Bible, it speaks about measurements. The measurements are throughout the Bible. We find there's a measure of faith, and we also find there is a measure of grace. Amen? But let me tell you something. I don't want that. Now, I like a little spiciness. I like spice. I like a little hot sauce, all right?
Right.
When I went to Alaska, they sound, the people in Alaska sound like they're all from Minnesota. What are you doing there? That's the way they sound. Of course, when I went there, they thought, who is this? Who is this guy? I was in a restaurant there. Man, I had a little bowl of soup. Well, my soup, I got a little hot sauce. I asked the young lady, I said, excuse me. I said it just like this. I said, y'all got any
hot sauce. But I didn't say it, you know, that slow. I said, y'all got any hot sauce? Sister Martin, she looked at me. She's like, say that again. I said, y'all got any hot sauce? She said, just wait. She said, just wait one. She left. She brought this other girl with her. They're standing there. She said, tell her what you just said. I said, y'all got any hot sauce? Both of them looked at each other. Finally, my friend who was there with me, he was from South Carolina. You know, he talks like South Carolina. He said he wants some hot sauce. And they were like, they were going. Finally, I just said, okay, I would like some spice, some hot spice or whatever y'all call it, soup. I don't know what y'all call it. She said, oh, wait a minute. And she went off and brought me this look. I said, that's what I'm looking for right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I like a little spice. Amen. I want a little something to come into my life, man. I want a little flavor. I want a little heat in my life. Let me tell you something. Praising the Lord, amen. Yes. Giving the Lord glory, man. He'll send you something, amen. Yes. He'll give you something, amen. You'll free yourself. But see, here's the thing. Some people, man, they want teaspoons. Some people want tablespoons. Man, I want cups. I want quarts, man. I want as much grace as God can put on me. Yeah. I want as much as I can take and let it overflow out of me onto everybody else. Amen. David said it, did he not, in Psalm 23? He said, my cup runneth over. Amen. I'm saying to you this morning that gratitude, it forsakes darkness and comes to light. It frees us to good. It makes our heart desire more good than evil or bad or ugly things in life. It allows us no longer to be restricted. Amen. We can praise God in the church house. We can praise God down at the schoolhouse. We can praise God in the doctor's office. We can praise God in our own house. We can praise God in the street because God keeps pouring it on us. Amen. I'm saying we should have gratitude this morning. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 9. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 9. Notice what he says in verse number 11. It frees us to good. It frees us. It takes off the shackles. We're no longer restricted in our hearts. We can worship him at all times. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 11 says, being enriched and everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Man, that right there is full, is it not? Is that not measure upon measure upon measure? He says, we're being enriched. How many of you buy enriched flour? Amen? Man, I don't know what that means, but man, it must be something extra in there. There's a little extra in there. Amen? Hallelujah for that. I look at the Word of God and see that he's talking about bountifulness. It is an overflowing. It is a spilling out. It is more and more that is upon us. Man, if you would just have gratitude, if you would just have thanksgiving and be grateful to the Lord and all that he's done in your life. Let me say that it forsakes darkness. It frees us to good. But not only that, I want you to know that gratitude is a faith act. It is a faith act or an act of faith. There are times in our lives where we may not see the goodness. There are times in our lives that we may not have the exact touch of God, or we don't feel like his hand is on us, or we don't see his smile is there for us. And there are times in our lives where we feel like we're shackled, we're caged in, and we're bound down. And when we do that, if you would just put out some gratitude to him, put out some gratitude. God, I'm going through this. I'm struggling with this, but I still thank you for this. Right. If you could do that, that is a faith act. Yes. Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians in chapter number 2. Let's look at it here. Colossians in chapter number 2 and verse number 7. Gratitude is a faith act. Colossians 2 and verse number 7. The Bible says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught,
abounding therein with thanksgiving. There we are bouncing again. There we are doing it again. Amen. There it comes in again. He says, you're established. He says, you're built up. He said, this is by faith. He said, as you've been taught, you've been given this. He said, but this continues on because of thanksgiving. You grumble and complain about what you have to do and what is before you and things like that. And what that is doing, it is bringing an evil spirit in. And that evil spirit is being able to take over. And that evil spirit, he's getting the glory. And Jesus Christ is not receiving the glory. Have a little faith and give gratitude. Let's look at chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse number 15. Chapter 3 and verse number 15 this morning. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. It is an act of faith. It is a faith act. My friends, there are times where, as much as we love each other and care for one another, there's times where our opinions, our words, and the things that we say can go against one another and things like that. But my friend, what we need to do is we still need to have gratitude, amen, that they are in our lives. I want you to look at chapter 4 and verse number 2. Chapter 4 and verse number 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Notice what he says here. Prayer, is not prayer always an act of faith? And as we're asking the Lord and we're calling upon God, we are looking to God to move. We're looking for God to do something. Notice what he says, continue in prayer and watch. This word watch is to be vigilant. This word watch is saying that you're standing guard, that you're looking. When you're in prayer, you're in a watch. And in this watch, he says, in the same with thanksgiving. We need to look for our blessings. When's the Lord going to bless me? Something's coming, amen. When's the Lord going to bless me? There are times when I walk into the house from outside and I instantly can smell the blessings. Yeah. I can smell what's being cooking. I can smell what's going on. I can smell, I know what's coming, amen. But sometimes with the Lord, that's not the way it is, amen. We can't hear it. We can't smell it. We can't see it. We don't know what's going on. But I'm saying, if you would have an act of faith and yes, still praise him, it will help you.
Yes, sir.
It will help you.
Amen.
We are trusting in something else with the attitude of gratitude. There are times when we do not want to be grateful. There are times when our minds are not upon God. In these moments, we need to look about us and search and think and by faith give gratitude towards our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Gratitude, it forsakes darkness. Gratitude frees us to good. Gratitude is a faith act. Let's stand for prayer this morning. Lord, I am grateful for those that have come to your house this morning. I am grateful for those, Lord, that, well, they knew before the day, they knew they were coming. Planned it, God. Thank you for that. Thank you for those, Lord, that separated themselves from the world today, that heard the shepherd's call and came to the fold. Help us, Lord. Lord, you know every single need in the house. Maybe there are those here this morning that they don't have gratefulness or gratitude because they're not been saved. Convict them, Lord. Show them yourself in a mighty way. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You've been born again.